Murphy or Dan Burke. These small but aggravating problems pale in comparison to how well you are operating, Eisner continued. But it's just little things like respecting my relationship to my bosses, the Basses, and the board. You are squeezing the toothpaste from the middle. It's one way to get paste, but not the way for me. Perhaps because he had so little real authority, Ovid seemed to obsess over those things he could control. His office renovation was finally completed at a cost to Disney of over $2 million, much of it due to overtime charges. Much was made of Ovitz's extravagance, the office costs, the many assistants and secretaries, the $76,000 he spent on flowers, even though Eisner later conceded that Ovitz wasn't really to blame. With the acquisition of Cap Cities, Eisner wanted to move swiftly to put his stamp on the network and urged Ovitz to find a programming executive to replace Ted Harbert, who'd been at ABC for 20 years. He was also very concerned about Mr. Iger's ability creatively, Ovitz later testified. Eisner tried to recruit Marcy Carsey, a partner in Carsey Werner Television, the producers of ABC hits Roseanne and Grace Under Fire, but she turned him down. Ovitz canvassed agents, producers, and directors and came up with a short list of candidates. Jamie Tarsus was the first name on just about everyone's list. Ironically, Harbert had suggested trying to recruit Tarsus to ABC the previous fall, though certainly not as his replacement. Tarsus was the number two programming executive at NBC, which had streaked past ABC in the ratings with Tarsus-developed hits like Caroline and the City, Mad About You, and Friends. Intense, dark-haired, attractive, and a smoker, Tarsus embodied the hip, young, affluent audience that advertisers coveted and that had flocked to NBC. As the daughter of TV producer Jay Tarsus, creator of the acclaimed 1987 series The Days and Nights of Molly Dodd, Tarsus had grown up in the television business, reading her father's scripts and analyzing shows during dinner table discussions at the family's home in the San Fernando Valley. "My father hated executives," Tarsus told the New York Times. "He would say they were hateful, horrible people who should be shot on sight." After graduating from college, Tarsus worked at Saturday Night Live in New York and then at Lorimar in Hollywood before joining NBC. Even as Ovitz was putting out feelers, he got a call from Robert Morton, the executive producer of Late Show with David Letterman, who was Tarsus's boyfriend and a client of Ovitz at CAA. Ovitz had been talking to Morton about luring Letterman away from CBS to ABC, but in this call, Morton broached the subject of Disney hiring Tarsus to be in charge of programming at ABC. Though she still had 18 months on her contract at NBC, Tarsus was miserable, he reported. She was contemplating a sexual harassment suit against network president Don Ohlmeyer. Also, her immediate boss, programming head Warren Littlefield, had just gotten a new 5-year contract, which meant she wouldn't be advancing anytime soon at NBC. She was not only interested in switching to ABC, but under the circumstances, Morton was sure she could get out of her contract at NBC. Ovitz wasn't really surprised. Rumors about Ohlmeyer's heavy drinking and erratic behavior had circulated for years. He promptly reported this development to Eisner and Iger. Eisner was keenly interested in any gossip about rival entertainment executives, especially a direct competitor like Ohlmeyer.